got to the Hawks. I kind of joke about it that when the Hawks play the Orders, they're like, okay, man, we know this isn't going to be a real rough and tumble game. It is, let's show our speed and talent, and they go end to end most nights.
Yeah, no, certainly it should be a fun one as always. And Blackhawks are finally starting to find some consistency and starting to finally put the puck in the net. So I think there's a little bit more confidence there. We're early in the season, you know, just some bad luck and low shooting percentage, and those pucks really weren't going in. And in the last few weeks, they finally starting to find the inside of the net.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the lack of offense, which for the Hawks, a lot of people were surprised by it. Was it just a lack of finish, a lack of creating? Because I've noticed suddenly they're scoring more goals.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a lack of creating. I mean, they were leading the league in shots, and you know, the possession numbers are really good, just lacking the finish. And you know, they talked about getting greasy goals and some of those things. But when you look at the charts, a lot of the shots were in the same places they normally get it. One, they were facing some goalies that, you know, had some hot nights, and two, just some bad luck. And, you know, their shooting percentage, I think, on 5-on-5 was all the way down to 3 or 4%, and usually it's something that's usually around 9 or 10%. So, you know, it was just a matter of time before those things even out. And in the last few weeks, the goals are starting to come. So you see, you know, doing a lot of the same things, but finally finding the net. You know, someone like Patrick Kane, he starts to get going a little bit where he struggled. And even Marian Hossa is a guy that, you know, Blackhawks expect to get going here. You know, he only has 2 goals through whatever 18 games now, and you know, it's really kind of struggled, but probably his slowest start of the season. So at some point they expect to get him going as well.
What's the ETA on Patrick Sharp, who hasn't played since the 4th of November?
Yeah, he's skating back in Chicago, so you know, it's still a slow process. I think he's just kind of testing it out and getting back on the ice for the first time. Joel Quinville's talked about maybe him joining the team during this 6-game trip, but probably not playing. So we're probably still looking at a few weeks away.
So you look at the Hawks, and with him out, who's filled in his spot specifically, or have they been rotating guys?
Rotating a little bit. You know, Quinville was, as those goal troubles were, you know, haunting them, he was sort of rotating lines pretty freely and trying a little bit of everyone with, you know, every situation possible just to get something to click. And it seems like he's found something a little bit decent in that top line. You know, with Saad, Taves, and Holtz has been pretty good. And that second line had Versteeg, Richardson, and Kane. And both those lines have been going pretty well. And Shaw just got him injured, so he's actually going to be out tomorrow. He missed the last game as well. So they've recalled a couple guys to fill in for Sharp and Shaw now. So those third and the fourth lines have varied a little bit, and some younger guys getting a chance. But, yeah, those top two lines have kind of carried the way as of late.
How's Joe Quenneville in regards to, you know, Brian Bickell, who I see is only playing just over 11 minutes this season? Is he still a disappointment for them in the regular season?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the case where, you know, he got paid like a top six player. They gave him $4 million a year after, you know, after having that tremendous, you know, playoffs in 2013, and hoping that he'd be that same guy the regular season. He wasn't last season. He dealt with some injury stuff playoffs game, and he was pretty good again. You know, he took this offseason, lost some weight, and kind of finally was able to train for the first time in a few years because of injuries. And they thought he was going to, you know, be a pretty good player and kind of contribute consistently. And every time he scores, you know, it's kind of the same storyline. Well, why did that work today and not tomorrow? And, you know, over a span of time now, it really hasn't clicked for him. So, you know, for that kind of money, the Blackhawks better hope he can turn it on every playoffs because they're paying a lot of money and he's not getting it done in the regular season.
Scott Powers joins us from ESPN in Chicago. Orders taking on the Hawks tomorrow. Scott, everybody knows that next season, Kane and Taves' contracts kick in. That's $21 million for two players. Where Johnny Oduya is an unrestricted free agent. Brad Richards, of course, only signed a one-year deal. Roosevelt's a UFA as well. What are the Hawks going to do? Are they going to make one final push at it this year and then kind of have to retool and get rid of some money next season like they did after they won the Cup in 2010?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case where, I mean, all those names you mentioned, Richards, Roosevelt, Oduya, they're all going to be gone next year. There's no way they can fit those guys under the cap. And, you know, if reports are true or the salary cap isn't going to go up, it's got to scare Stan Bowman, general manager, because they were preparing for at least to go up a little bit. And obviously you paid Taves and Kane, and you're still paying a host a lot of money, and Sharp and Seabrook and Keith, and you go down the line, and, you know, Corey Crawford's 6-year $36 million contract just went into effect this season. So you have a lot of money devoted to not a whole lot of players. So, you know, you look at someone like Brandon Saad, going to be restricted free agent after this season. He's going to get paid. And at some point, they're going to have to deal a couple guys, probably guys are part of that core making some money, and they're going to have to turn more to their system. They feel pretty good where their system's at. You know, they've got like Cable Teravainen, who's their top prospect, who isn't up this year yet, but you know, he has a lot of potentially a top six guy. And defensively, they're going to start turning to guys like Adam Clendenning, who got recalled last game and played in his debut last against Calgary. And so you'll see a lot of younger guys being called up because that's the only way they can fill in the gap cap wise.
And I was going to ask you about Clendenning because, of course, scored a goal in his first game. Did only play 10 minutes and 41 seconds. And so the Hawks, they have the advantage of able to protect young guys and not have to give them too many minutes early on. What type of defenseman is he? Where do you see him fitting in long term?
He's a real offensive player. You know, he's really good on the power play. He led their AHL affiliate in points last year. And, you know, he can score and run the points. And defensively, they've had some question marks about him. It's an area he's gotten better at. And, you know, so I think he, you know, kind of that Nick Leddy role a little bit. You know, defensively, it's something that he's worked on. And it does seem like he's improved. And I think he's very conscious of that and realizes that, you know, his NHL opportunity, at least this time around, is going to be based on what he can do there. And I think Quinville is also, like you said, going to kind of protect him and make sure that he's not exposed too much. So, you know, he's one of the guys that they're going to look to in the future. You know, they have high hope for him. And, you know, as Oduya and Roosevelt and some of these guys come off the books and they need to start filling spots, Clendenning's one of the guys they're going to, I think that they foresee being in that future.
Brad Richards is on a one-year show-me contract. I'm not sure the Hawks will have money to re-sign him unless he takes a lower value again. How has he looked in your eyes? Does he skate well enough?
Yeah, he's done all right. I think Quinville, it's strange because when they signed him, the assumption was he was going to be the second-line center, and they finally had someone who can play with Kane, and that was the case throughout the preseason, and all of a sudden the regular season came, and you know, Quinville had different ideas, and he really hasn't got a shot with Kane until, as of, I think, the last two games they've been together. And they look really good. You know, they're both offensive-minded, and, you know, they seem to create off of each other. And, you know, so he's been dealing with some, you know, he played 18, 19 minutes in New York and kind of played all roles in a big power play role. And that hasn't been the case. You know, the first month here, he was playing 10, 11 minutes, and, you know, sometimes even on the fourth line. So I think some of that's been an adjustment. And, you know, trying to not ruffle too many feathers joining a new team, so he wasn't very vocal about that, or, you know, trying not to be frustrated. But, you know, as of late, he's finally got a chance to play with Kane, and I think that, you know, that line's created 5 goals the last 2 games, so it's clicking. So I think it was a slow start for him, but he's finally finding his footing, and Quinville's starting to find some trust in him.
Scotty, I appreciate the rundown, man. Enjoy the season. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.